welcome to Mindful Moments of Mars, and welcome to Purge Week on Mindful Moments of Mars. Mindful Moments of Mars is an audio experience that uses the writings of Edgar Rice Burroughs to explore mindfulness. Purge Week is the week of Mindful Moments of Mars, or a week, maybe there'll be multiple Purge Weeks, a week of Mindful Moments of Mars where we explore ideas related to the movie The Purge and what would happen, what kind of exciting things could happen if The Purge is real. And what would I get up to on Purge Night? That's the theme of Purge Week. Before we delve too deep into Purge Week, let's read some more of what Geck is up to. Geck, what would Geck do on Purge Week? I don't think he'd behave. No, Purge Night. Purge Week, I think, would be a bit much. I think even people who I've only seen. I would say I've seen 2/5 of The Purge. Not the first fifth, but then 2 consecutive fifths. And then there's 2 more fifths that are on the TV right now, but I'm not watching them. I'm up here recording this. Yeah, I think even strong proponents of the Purge would probably think a whole week's a little much. It seems to be... It's less is more when you're organizing a purge. That seems to be the case. Geck lost no time in returning to the chamber, recovering the key, relocking the Rikor to his chain. Then he replaced the key in the burrow and, squatting on the table beside his headless body, directed its hands toward the food. While the Rikor ate, Geck sat listening for the scraping sandals and clattering arms that he knew would soon come. Nor had he long to wake. Geck scrambled to the shoulders of his Rikor as he heard them coming. Why is he doing this? Again, it was the officer who had been summoned by Yuvan, and with him were 3 warriors. The one directly behind him was evidently the same who had brought the food, for his eyes went wide when he saw Geck sitting at the table, and he looked very foolish as the dwarf turned his stern glance upon him. "It is even as I said," he cried. "He was not here when I brought his food." "But he is here now," said the officer grimly, "and his fetter is locked about his ankle. Look, it has not been opened. But where is the key? It should be on the table at the end opposite him. Where is the key, creature?" he shouted at Geck.
"How should I, a prisoner, know better than my jailer the whereabouts of the key to my fetters?" he retorted.
"But it lay here," cried the officer, pointing to the other end of the table.
"Did you see it?" asked Geck.
The officer hesitated.
"No, but it must have been there," he parried.
"Did you see the key lying there?" asked Geck, pointing to another warrior.
The fellow shook his head negatively.
"And you? And you?"
This is making me very much want to see a courtroom drama with Geck as one of the lawyers, because I think he'd be very good in that role.
And you,
continued the Caldeni, addressing the others. They both admitted that they'd never seen the key.
"And if it had been there, how could I have reached it?" he continued.
"No, he could not have reached it," admitted the officer. "But there shall be no more of this. I, Zav, you will remain here on guard with this prisoner until you are relieved."
Izav looked anything but happy as this intelligence was transmitted to him, and he eyed Geck suspiciously as the Dwar and the other warriors turned and left him to his unhappy lot. End of chapter 12. So what would Geck do during the purge? That's the question on everyone's lips. Just to put that in context, what Geck does when it's not the purge is... he killed his king several days ago. He broke a prisoner out of prison because he liked how she sings. He is now detaching and reattaching himself to a body to just mess with people for no real reason. He is crawling into a hole and eating rats. I think the purge would come and go without Geck noticing. I think Geck's behavior is not particularly constrained by the rule of law. It used to be, but that was before Gek met Tara of Helium, heard her singing voice, and now every day is the purge for Gek. Is there something to be said from a mindfulness point of view of living each day of your life as though it were the purge? My initial reaction is no. I think that's a terrible idea because of the violent crime and non-violent crime, which I'm also, in a surprise twist, opposed to. But let's just logically take that to its conclusion. Would we be more mindful, and would it be good for our sense of peace if we lived each day as if it was the purge? No, I don't think it would be, because I think there'd be chaos. A lot of things would be on fire and buses would be crashing into things, and it would be like the beginning of a zombie movie, but instead of zombies, there's just normal people running around. Actually, do I think that? What do I think would happen if there was a the purge? It's one of these, okay, listen, this is something, I don't know if I've said this on the audio experience before. Something that irritates me is when people say, oh, human beings, they don't really, the rule of law isn't something that they really naturally come to. Like if you just let humans be in their natural state, what you get, you know, is just the physically strongest will rule over the weaker people. And you know, to prove that, just look at Lord of the Flies, you know? And this is kind of me just building a straw man, but I do feel like Lord of the Flies is invoked as evidence of something. Even though it's fiction, Lord of the Flies is something that a person made up. Like, I could say, you know, whenever you go into a cave, you meet a little creature who has a magical ring, and if you can solve his riddles, then you get to keep the ring. And I think we can all see that that's true because of what happened in The Hobbit. You know, that's not true. It was made up. It's a thing that was made up. It doesn't prove anything. So I think both The Hobbit, Lord of the Flies, and The Purge, none of them show the true nature of humanity, because they're all made up. You have to look to real things like what's I don't know, Real Housewives of New Jersey. Is that a show? That has real people in it. That's what humans are like. Or Hell's Kitchen. Hell's Kitchen has chefs in it, just trying to cook food and get shouted at by an angry man. Why is the chicken sitting there? Somebody's going to get sick. Why didn't you clean under the thing? Why do you have so many things on the menu? Too many things on the menu. Everyone's going to not like your restaurant. Take some things off the menu. I took them off. Now my menu's better. Now everyone likes it. Now it's 2 years later and I closed down the restaurant, but that's not part of the show. You just have to Google it and find out that they all closed down later anyway. What would Gordon Ramsay do during the purge? That's another exciting avenue that we can explore on Purge Week, which this is. So stay tuned. But now I'm going to take a breath.